The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Hi, this is Kevin McCullough. Thanks for listening to the Christian Outlook podcast, where we cover today's issues from a perspective that honors your Christian faith. Our podcast is brought to you through a partnership with the Pepperdine Graduate School of Public Policy and ADF, Alliance Defending Freedom. Here's another piece I trust you'll enjoy.
In today's weirdly changing social fabric, what was once considered good and true and normal is now being turned into something aberrant. And you don't want to mince words there, but that's the truth. Thank goodness for Alliance Defending Freedom. They have been an advocate for people of Christian faith for many a year, and it seems more and more so.
Just for people of common sense.
Yeah, well, they're finding their way through the court system because we've lost our minds. Kate Anderson is with us. Kate joins us from Alliance Defending Freedom to talk about a very odd case in Anchorage, Alaska. Kate, welcome to the show. How are you today?
Thanks for having me.
Now, Kate, it's interesting. When I first read about this this suit, the women's shelter challenging Anchorage's non-discrimination lawsuit, I read about the Hope Center, which is a faith-based nonprofit that operates as the downtown soup kitchen in Anchorage, Alaska. Now, all I read about it in the first three articles probably was that the Hope Center has had twice denied shelter services to a transgender woman who filed a discrimination lawsuit. Okay, so I thought, well, you know, that's kind of weird. I'm not sure why ADF, you know, took on this case. Anyway, it took me until I got to the third article for anyone to even tell me that the Hope Center is supposed to be a center for all women, especially catered to women who have been the victims of abuse by men. So that puts a whole different slant on the issue than the first two places I read about it.
Absolutely. The Hope Center started their women's shelter because there was a great need in their community for there to be a safe shelter where only women would be sleeping overnight to serve women in their community that have been abused. So most of the women that come to the Hope Center have suffered sex trafficking, domestic violence, rape, some of the most horrific abuses that women can experience. And these are women that just cannot be around any biological man and safely sleep. And so that's why the Hope Center created their shelter the way that they did.
I see. But then something happened because a biological man came into the Hope Center, yes?
Yes, a biological man who identifies as a woman came to the Hope Center asking to stay overnight. But he was clearly intoxicated and he was clearly injured. The Hope Center saw his injuries and they concluded that he really needed medical help. So they helped him get to the hospital by paying for his taxi and get the care that he needed. He did come back another time, but he came at a time when the Hope Center was not open and not admitting new people into the shelter. So in neither instance was he denied service the way that the articles are talking about. We're also talking about an individual who the Hope Center has served with their other daytime services. They provide food. They provide shower services. They provide job skills training and laundry services to any man or woman who comes in needing those services. And they have served this individual in those services and would again.
So let me reiterate, Kate, that the first time I read about this case, the only information I could find is that the Hope Center had denied services to a homeless woman who was transgendered. That was it. The fact that was the news story totally misrepresents exactly what's going on in the real story. I mean, how discouraging is that for you guys?
It's very discouraging, and it's exactly as you said, a complete misrepresentation of what happens here, and it ignores the good and important work that the Hope Center does. I have talked to some of these women, and they explained to me how they experience severe emotional and physical consequences. They can't breathe if they find themselves in a room where they're going to sleep and there's any biological man present. And that's why they've been coming to the Hope Center, and that's why the Hope Center needs to continue providing that safe space that it has.
Nice. So then what's happened with the transgendered man and his now legal proceedings against the Hope Center?
Well, he filed a complaint with the Equal Rights Commission in Anchorage, and so Anchorage is actually the one driving this train. They're the ones that are pursuing the Hope Center and want to force the Hope Center to allow biological men to come into the shelter. But again, that ignores the importance of having a shelter in the community that serves women and only biological women. It's the only shelter that does so. And the Hope Center works with the other shelters and the other services in the area to make sure that there are places for everybody to stay that needs a place to stay. But their unique piece of this has been to provide a women's only shelter to women that have experienced severe abuse.
Kate Anderson, Alliance Defending Freedom. Kate, thanks for being with us. Can you tell our listeners where they could find information about this case and in particular about ADF?
Absolutely. They can find information on our website, adflegal.org. There should be information about this case, and I ask that your listeners follow it because it's a really important issue in Anchorage and across the country.
Very nice. ADF.org, on the front lines of helping you and I navigate our way through a very odd time in America.
Thanks for listening to Christian Outlook. Your freedom is under attack, but if you act now, you can protect not only your family, but generations to come. Go to ChristianOutlook.com and to find out how you can join Alliance Defending Freedom to help ensure that the opponents of freedom don't dictate your future. That's ChristianOutlook.com. If you enjoy our podcast, take a moment and tell a friend to subscribe today.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.